My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Lopez, I want to get your thoughts on this, because I think for the most part, all of us are pretty bullish on the Texans' chances of winning the AFC South. We like their chances of being one of the teams competing for a Super Bowl. But I don't know if I'm willing to go as far as Field Yates did on ESPN. I'm curious how you feel about it, what you think about it. And our audience, 713-572-4610, the loopholes. Y'all can get in on this conversation as well. Do you think that the Texans have the easiest route to the playoffs, and therefore, as Super Bowl contenders, they have the easiest route of all the Super Bowl contenders? Field Yates of ESPN thinks so. This is what he had to say on ESPN about it.
Is that of those five or six teams that I'm mentioning as like the AFC's superpower teams, the Houston's playing a division where I think they're the only one in their division that I would classify right now as ready to make a Super Bowl push. I think Indianapolis is on the come, and Jacksonville, you know, if they can sort of be more the team they were in the first half of last season, then they could be back in the mix. But if you're playing the AFC East, Buffalo, the Jets, and the Dolphins all expect to be playing for a Super Bowl this season. In the AFC North, all four teams feel that way. It's not that the Houston division, the AFC South, is a cakewalk right now, Hannah, but those incrementally easier division games could be the difference between Houston hosting a playoff game in the second round or not, and that can often be a determinant in how far a team goes in the playoffs.
All right, so let me just say this.
Come on.
That is a pile of crap.
What is he even saying?
Well, he just said, hey, in the AFC East, you got Buffalo, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Do you know who the Texans play this year? Buffalo, the Jets, and the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, they play the AFC East. Look at something other than the first three games, which is against rookie quarterback. Well, in the case of the Colts, you know, a young quarterback, but potentially rookie quarterbacks and young quarterbacks. I hate to just, like, torch this guy, but the Texans' schedule, and I'm so glad you brought this up. When I saw it on the doc, I was like, yes, I can dig into this. And the reason is, we are so high on the Texans, and I think justifiably so. We can justify it with what we've seen these first 6 days and the talent and all that. But somebody asked me this over the weekend, you know, the typical, you know, they know what we do, and hey, what do you think the Texans are going to do this year? How good do you think the Texans are going to be? However he put it. And I said, the Texans are going to play in a lot of close games. We don't want to believe that. We want to believe they're all going to be 38-10. But when you look at the quarterbacks they're facing, I just mentioned Buffalo, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Okay, Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, and Aaron Rodgers, presumably. Then they also play Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is on the schedule.
They also play Dak Prescott, whatever you may believe, you know, he may be.
He finished second in MVP voting last year, if I'm not mistaken.
They also play Lamar Jackson. How did he do last year?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. They also play Jared Goff.
He's pretty good, too.
So I go back to, and Field is excellent at what he does. I don't really think he looked at the Texans' schedule. I really don't.
So I got a different take on it, but I think we arrive at a similar place because, to me, he is – it feels like a tired narrative about the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, he is kind of taking for granted the AFC South and maybe overstating a little bit what's in those other divisions. Like, you want to tell me that all the teams in the AFC North think that they're going to the Super Bowl? I don't give a damn what the Pittsburgh Steelers think that they're doing.
Right.
They ain't going to a Super Bowl. And I don't like the Steelers necessarily better than, I'd say, three of the AFC South teams. So, like, I just didn't buy – I thought he kind of just threw that out there as if the AFC North – and I do agree that it has a case to be the best division in football, but I don't necessarily agree that their fourth team in the Steelers is a team that has realistic, at least, Super Bowl aspirations. So the way he kind of framed that to me was a little bit misleading. I can appreciate that he's bigging up the Texans here, and I know Texans fans will appreciate that. I just think that there's a little bit of flaw in the logic.
Yes.
Because you tell me, like, incrementally easier games. Who is he talking about?
Well, because again, to me, look at their schedule.
Well, no, but I think he's focusing more on the in division. And to me, the point there is, hey, these are the teams that you play twice. So I understand that.
No, I get that part, too.
But I think he's just wrong about it in general about the division.
No, because, no, I totally agree.
Because if you want to say, hey, you get two cupcake games instead of, hey, you got to play – You only play the Dolphins once. You only play the Bills once, but you have to play, say, if this team was in your division, if you had to play the Ravens twice, that'd be more difficult.
Yeah.
But playing the Colts twice and playing the Jags twice is not the same as pick your year when the AFC South was trash years ago.
I totally get the logic.
I think that part was a little bit overstated by him.
I totally get the logic. If you happen to think the Colts are not going to be all that. First of all, I don't know what you're looking at. I think they're the biggest threat in the division.
They were like this close to winning.
But okay, if you happen to think that, cool. If you happen to think that the Titans are not going to be very good, and I actually agree with that. I think they're quite frankly acting like a contender that's not a contender. So I'm good with that. And then there's the Jaguars, who clearly, at least you know, in terms of dollars and cents, gave their quarterback I think very highly of their quarterback and have added a lot of pieces. You know, maybe that's where you fall. But that is six games. There's 17 games in the schedule, and I would put the other 11 games that the Texans play against anybody in the division, anybody in the NFL in terms of the toughest. So the easiest path, if you want to say easy division, that's not easiest path.
No, I don't think it's the easiest path or the easiest division. And if I'm going to limit it to – like, I don't think those things are necessarily mutually exclusive, but I understand how you might get there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But to me, the easiest, yeah, this is trainer. I don't know how he got to arrive to a point where it was the Texans.
Yeah.
It is very clearly to me the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West.
Yes.
Because there's only one other team that I think is even kind of good, and they're not trustworthy.
Yeah.
And that's the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, they've hired Harbaugh. I believe in Harbaugh. I believe in Justin Herbert. I don't care what anybody says. You know, they hadn't won enough. I am not selling a single piece of stock. A single cent of stock in Justin Herbert. And, of course, I think Harbaugh, his resume speaks for itself.
Yes.
So I believe in those guys, but they still the Chargers until proven otherwise.
Absolutely.
And so it's going to be hard to really trust that until I actually see it. But that's the only threat to them in the division. If you're going to tell me, hey, there's a team, a contending team, that has an easiest route through, like, via its division,
mm-hmm.
to me it's very easily the Kansas City Chiefs where they are. Okay, being the Chiefs,
yes,
versus where everybody else is in their division, just being like a team trying to prove itself. Whereas, like in the AFC South, everybody, I feel like there are three teams that could really look at themselves as viable potential division winners in the AFC South.
There's four teams acting like it,
and there's four teams acting like it. I believe less in the Titans, but you do have to give them credit for at least going out there and putting them on the table,
yeah.
and taking some risk and making some moves. So I think that there's a lot more parity within the AFC South than there is, say, in the AFC West, where, as of right now, it's the Chiefs and everybody else.
I totally agree. A couple of observations here as the Texans are heading to the locker room and meetings, presumably, et cetera. Pretty damn cool. I mean a good 10 minutes, pretty much this entire segment. D'Amico Ryans, Andre Johnson, we're having a nice discussion. Just cutting it up, man. On the you know, they're so tight. You know, he's so proud of Travis Johnson was there too. You can't do any. You can't have a party without Travis Johnson. They're all three so tight.
Hey, Travis, Johnny on the spot.
Trav doesn't miss it, man.
He is Johnny on the spot. He is everywhere.
Not miss it,
100%.
So cool to see. You know, they're excited about the Hall of Fame game, et cetera. Which, by the way, next week.
Dude, the only thing I'm disappointed in, because I think I got a little ahead of myself when the schedule came out, and I thought, you know what? We're going to get to see C.J. Stroud against Caleb Williams.
No, you're not.
We're not.
Not until then. Not until the regular season.
We're not, right. And this was obviously before the regular season schedule. So now I'm a lot more okay with it because I know just in a few weeks after that, we will get to see what I want to see. But, man, that is going to be – like the ultimate tease,
yeah,
to me, because I feel like they're kind of in parallel universes here, where the Bears are trying to be what the Texans were last year.
Yeah, exactly.
C.J. Stroud has, I think, upped the expectation. Caleb Williams was already going to come in with a lot of expectation and fanfare, but he's now upped the expectation for what is possible for a rookie quarterback,
mm-hmm.
especially when they go into a situation. Into the right situation. And there were a lot of questions last year, I think, about how good of a situation this actually was for C.J. Stroud. It turned out to be a much better one than I think people gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think objectively, you talk about with Caleb Williams going into this season, a team that won seven games and only was able to draft you because they made a savvy trade with the actual worst team in the league.
Yeah.
So, like, the Bears are not as bad as a team normally picking number one is. I think he's going into a hell of a situation. I hate that I'm not going to get that glimpse of it in that game, but I will be excited.
A couple things off the text board here. We've gotten a few texts along the same lines of guys. He's talking about the division, not necessarily the whole schedule. No, I get that. But we're saying
he'd be wrong on either.
Yeah, you're saying the division, and I agree with you. The division is not chumps. And by the way, your division, you can break ties with your division record.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can break ties with your division record,
but
you still got all those other games. And then this text, which perfect timing from the 713. Excuse me, from the 832. How does Quintez Cephas look? Hey.
Hey, that, you know what?
Cephas made a play today, man.
But let me tell you, if somebody is asking that question, you are in the truth. Like, text again.
Yeah.
I want to know you. You are the reason why we have jobs. You're the reason why this radio station is what it is. People who care about questions like that, how is Cephas doing?
Yeah.
Somebody that I had not thought about until we got out here. He's out here making plays. And also, like, that collaborative thing. Like, he's out here getting pointers and hearing from a lot of the other guys.
Yeah.
I think that that's somebody who I don't think he's in contention to be one of those five or, you know, number five or number six guy in a wide receiver
group. He's making plays.
Necessarily.
He's putting stuff on tape.
Practice squad, potentially.
Yeah.
Or a sleeper to be one of those guys. Absolutely. Yeah. No, he's one of those early. You might be able to call him an early camp crush, if you will.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.